こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、来月6月にロンドンで初めて裸で食事できるレストランブンヤーディがオープンします。オープン前にもかかわらず予約はすでに3万2000件も入っており、同プロジェクトを率いるロリポップ社の創始者セブ・ライオル氏は、人々は裸になりたいのです。ビーチだろうがサウナであろうが、自然のままでいられる機会があれば人々はそれに乗っかります。ブンヤーディは加工されていない食品を提供し、近代テクノロジーに侵されていない環境を提供しますと述べています。店内には更衣室やロッカーが用意され、携帯電話など電子機器の持ち込みは禁止。食事の費用は1人95ドルほどで、ガウンを着たままでもいいエリアと裸エリアの2つが用意されます。自然に近い雰囲気を出すため、電気やガスは使わず、客席はろうそくで照らし、キッチンでは炭火を利用します。
In June, a restaurant called Bun Yadi, in which people will dine nude, will open in London for the first time. So far, more than 32,000 people have made reservations. Seb Lyle, who runs the company behind it, stated the following.People want to be naked, whether it's on a beach or in a sauna. If the opportunity is there to be in a natural state, they will take it. The restaurant will have changing rooms as well as lockers for your belongings, as using phones and other electronic devices will be prohibited. Meals will average $95, and the restaurant will be divided between a gown area and a strictly nude area. In order to preserve a natural setting, the restaurant will avoid using gas or electricity.Tables will be lit with candles and the kitchen will utilize a charcoal fire.
そうだって、ウェイターの人はセミヌードって書いてあった。
What does that mean?
わかんない。どこまでかわかんないけど。
And is that fair?
What do you mean?
Well, it's kind of, I guess. But you can't be semi-nude, right? In the nude area.
No.
Right?
No. Customers want it.
Not even like, The nipple stickers.
I don't know. They didn't say anything about nipple stickers.
But nude, they mean like completely nude, right? Because the natural state isn't
nipple stickers. ただ、ただこのセブライアルさんは結構現実的で、まあそんなにお客さんが最初からみんな素っ裸になるとは思ってない。だからちょっとずつちょっとみんな様子を見ながら慣れてきて、
Right.
で最終的にまあトップレスぐらい、だからトップレスビーチみたいな。
But they have the gown area that you can kind of run away to.
そうそうそうそう。そうそう。
And they kind of have. Well, how is this different from a sauna or an onsen?
そう、一緒だよね。
If they had an onsen where you were allowed to bring food in,
yeah,
or they served food,
yeah.It's Wouldn't, the same thing.
it's just, it's better because now you have an onsen there too, right?
そうだね、確かに。そう、だからそう言われると別にそんな新しいことでもないよね。
I guess. Except for
まあでも男女がこれ混ざってるからね。
Right.
だから混浴の温泉みたいな感じ。
Mm.
で、ご飯食べてる。
Well, they're also trying to bring this into it's a different kind of social setting. Because if once you have one place where people are eating nude and that place is making money, then other places might open up and also have people be nude.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon, at some point, 50% of restaurants will be nude only. I don't know. I mean, do you think it's a fad or...
Well, I mean, these guys, this ロリポップ社の仕事って多分クリエイティブエージェンシー的な感じなのかなと、お店のプロデュースみたいな感じ。だから、で、結構ね、その、あんまサステイナブルじゃない提案が多いの。なんか、期間限定とか。
Yeah.
だから、
32,000 people, though.
すごいよね。
Right?
でもだから、
それが、maybe it isn't just like a novelty thing.
Maybe. だから、それが、需要がそのまま保てるのか、それとも最初にガーって来てもうそこからはみんな来なくなっちゃうのか分かんないって感じ。でもこの会社が前に作ったやつで Breaking Bad のトレーラーのバーみたいな、 で中が本当に Breaking Bad の、 あのライブになってるの。
Yeah, they serve meth.
No, you can make your own cocktail there、とか結構面白いよ。映画のセットみたいな感じで、そうっていう会社があるんだって。
What do you think the effect of this will be on people who aren't going there?
What do you mean?
So so if you have a restaurant in your city where people are going and eating nude, but you don't go there, that still has some effect on you. Right?
Yeah.
And it's going to cause everyone to at least consider the implications of something
like
that.
It's just like nudist beach, right?
Like, it's like a small crack in like small opening in the culture.
そうだからヌーディストビーチに行って、まあ私は水着着てるじゃん。でも横にいる知らない女性は普通におっぱい丸出しだったりとかするわけじゃん。でも彼女にとってはそれはなんてことないわけだから、もう慣れてるから。
Where would this be?
Spain. だからなんかね、一回見たのはスーツの女性がそのヌーディストビーチに来てスーツを脱いで、もうだから水着のパンツだけみたいな状態で、でお昼休み終わったらまたスーツ着て会社に戻っていくみたいな。
Are they usually wearing pants? 水着。
I don't know. まあそれを行く予定で朝着てくるんじゃない。
Is it safe?
What do you mean? Like,
I don't know.
Would men harass you? とかってこと。
Well, that as well as like sea creatures wise or something.
What? It's just a beach. Like, you
well,
know,
there was
it's not
the,
really like
there
a...
was the Kintama Kata before, right?
Yeah.
So maybe there's some type of jellyfish or I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
水着着てても着てなくてもそれは変わんないじゃん。
Maybe we haven't found out yet because not that many people have been swimming in the ocean naked. But...
right. I don't know. 次。学会誌 Human Relations に掲載された政治者と旅ストック研究所の調査で、これまで私生活と仕事をきっちり分けないと社員が集中できないと考えられてきましたが、長期的に見るとある程度分けない方が効果的であることが分かりました。これは仕事中に家族からの電話に出るなど私生活と仕事を自然に行き来できるようにした方が、無理やり分けるよりも脳が疲れないからです。実際フレックス制や在宅勤務を取り入れている社員の方が、仕事中に家庭の問題などが起きた際にも仕事の効率を下げずに臨機応変に対応できていました。
A new study published in the journal Human Relations by Sage in partnership with the Tavistock Institute has found that contrary to previous beliefs about separating work and life, combining your work and home life can actually improve your well-beingand performance in the long term. The researchers found that being able to naturally transition between work and life, for example, taking a phone call from a family member during work, leaves people better off than trying to force a separation, which tends to be more mentally strenuous. In actuality, employees who work from home and have flexible working arrangements are more able to deal with life interruptions when they do occur without their work performance suffering so much.
そうだから、今は社員の時間で、あとが個人の時間みたいにきっちり分けちゃうっていうのは、認知的にすごくこう脳の力を必要とすることなんだって。だからまあ、だから仕事中にちょっとふとなんか今別れ話してる彼氏の話とか考えちゃうとか、でもそれってもうしょうがないことだから、それをはい今ダメだ仕事集中しなきゃって無理やりこう分けることによって、
right.
逆にエネルギーを使っちゃうっていう。
It also depends on what kind of work you're doing too.
そうね、私なんか、まあ、外資の人の方が会社は自由っていうのは多いのかな。私とかもだからあんまりこの分けてなかったっていうか、みんな、
yeah.
だから普通に家族から電話かかってきたら出るし、メールとかも普通に答えるしみたいな。でも別に仕事やることやってれば変わんないじゃんみたいな。
I think having such a strict separation is probably not healthy psychologically, because I think a lot of people are sort of a different person at work than they actually are. even when they're just talking to their coworkers and not doing like work.
Right, right.
You know, just at the workplace, they're a different person.
Mm.
And it can be stressful and confusing and, you know, it's just not good if you have to maintain two personalities.
Yeah.
It really becomes like a Jekyll and Hyde
right.
sort of thing.
Right. そうね。まあ、あとなんかで集中できてないなんかこう悩みとかがあってとか、あ、今日あれがあるんだみたいなさ、
yeah.
のがあって仕事に集中できないのに無理やりだからそっちを対処せずに今仕事するっていうよりは、ね、先にもうじゃ気になってることやっちゃった方が早そう。
Well, think about artists and how if you're an artist, generally your job rewards youfor discovering more about yourself.
Right, right.
For amplifying who you are
yeah.
and expressing who you are. And I think that's way more satisfying than being somebody who enjoys certain things and then going into an office with a, you know, this costume on.
Yeah.
It's like superheroes. You got to put the costume on and now you're yeah. this different person.
そうだね。
And you're carrying your briefcase and you've got this weird fabric.Tied around your neck.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're on some, like, mission to make money.
Yeah. そうなんだよね。
So if your job can, the extent to which your work can reward you for being who you actually are, the more comfortable you're going to be at work because you can be yourself.
Yeah.
And that's better for you mentally.
Yeah.
Right.
And I feel like that also helps how you build your relationship with other people in your office. Like, you know, you kind of... まあなんかその相手の私生活のことも大事にできるじゃん。
Mm.
なんかあいつまた休んでるとかって絶対に思わないような環境になるわけじゃん。そうすると。だから。
Well, there are certain work environments that pit people against each other. It's a competitive environment.
Yeah.
Where you're evaluated on various quantified like metrics, you know.
Right.
So people, instead of it being a more cooperative environment, it can be like more stressful or hostile or
yeah.
you're worried about getting fired or
yeah, yeah. All the negative stuff.
Yeah.
そうだね。なんかだからちょっと気楽なっていうかさ、あまりにもかっちりしすぎないっていうか。
Some people thrive in that, I think. Some
yeah,
people,
yeah, yeah.
like, that's who they, that's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
how they are.
それが好きならね、いいんだけど。
Yeah. But if you just got into something like that because of societal pressures and some weird cultural delusion
yeah.
that you had because of shows you watched or expectations of your parents or something, and now you're in this situation where...what you're doing doesn't suit, you know, who you are and,、
mm.
and how you feel about it, then、
yeah.
that's rough action.
そうね。次、今年2月に公開されたロシアの顔認証アプリ FindFace は、ユーザーが誰かの顔写真を見せると、その人のソーシャルメディアのアカウントを即座に提示してきます。盗撮した写真や動画のスクリーンショットなどから相手の個人情報が分かってしまうため、専門家たちが懸念を示してきました。その懸念通り、ロシア版2チャンネル、How do you call this? DVAC?
I have no idea.
まあ、ロシア版2チャンネルがあるんだけど、それの利用者がこのアプリを悪用し、セックスワーカーや AV 女優などの個人情報を引き出して、その女性たちの友人や家族に嫌がらせのメッセージを送るなどとして問題となっています。顔認証技術は進化を続けており、例えば Facebook の顔認証では、顔が見えていなくても、髪型、体型、洋服、ポーズなどから高確率で個人を特定することが可能で、顔を隠しても特定されてしまうのは問題だと専門家がプライバシー問題を指摘してきました。アメリカ、イギリス、シンガポール、韓国、オーストラリアなどでは政府も顔認証技術を利用しています。個人の許可なしでの顔認証は問題視されていますが、それを規制する法整備は遅れをとっています。
In February, Russian app developers uploaded a facial recognition app called FindFace capable of immediately pulling up social media accounts based on a photograph. Industry experts are concerned by its implications, given that it enables anyone to identify others by taking a photograph of them. Already, users on Russia's Nichannel, DVACH, have used the application to identify sex workers and porn actors, threatening to reveal their personal information, and in some cases, they have harassed their friends and relatives. Facial recognition technologies are continuing to improve. For example, Facebook is capable of recognizing users with accuracy in photos even when their face is not visible, based on their hairstyle, body type, clothing, and posture. Some experts have pointed this out as a possible invasion of privacy. Currently, the government of the US, England, Singapore, Korea, Australia, and others are already using the latest facial recognition technologies. While government employed facial recognition of individuals without their permission has been a privacy concern, legislation to address it appears to be lagging far behind.
そう。まあだからオンラインで買い物したりサイト見たりとかっていうのが全部トラッキングされてるっていうのはみんなもう分かってることだけど、
うん、
それがこう現実の方にも広がっていく状態っていう。い
や。
自分の実際の行動も全部トラッキングされることが可能になるっていう。
Did you see that thing where in some article they were saying, or some study found that there's too much data, and so the NSA is actually not capable of processing it?
Right. だから会社のEメール監視されてるかどうか問題もそれと一緒なんだよね。
Mm.
みんなあメールトラッキングされてるから会社に知られたくないことはそこで言っちゃダメみたいなさ、
yeah.
とか、まあ、仕事中に同僚同士でふざけたメールやり取りしてたりとか、mm. 見られてるんだよって言うけど IT の係の人と実際喋るとメール多すぎて、mm. そのチェックなんかしてられないから誰も見てない実際っていう、
yeah. Well, that's one of the uses for AI.
Yeah.
Because AI will sift through that thing in an instant.
そうね。
And actually, IBM just made aextremely powerful quantum computer available
right.
to use for anybody
right.
online now.
Right.
So AI coupled with the levels of processing power that we have available now will probably find the mommy email in a heartbeat.
yeah. もうすでにカジノとか高級店とか。
Mm.
では顔認証が使われててすごい不特客みたいな人が入ってきたらもうすぐに対応できるようにとか、mm. あとゴールデングローブ賞みたいなアワードでそのセレブのストーカーが間違えて入ってきたりしないように見てたりとか、そういう感じで今はだからセキュリティ側に使われてるけど、まあ、このまま行くとね普通に自分が何してるか全部
You know, some people, tourists, will come to Tokyo and they're walking around Shibuya or something.
Yeah.
And they're just filming with their iPhone as they're walking.
Right.
The whole time. Or they just have a GoPro, like, on their chest.
yeah.
And it's filming the whole time.
Yeah.
You can feed that video through this kind of software and it will identify, it will look up the Facebooks of all the people that were in that video.
Yeah.
And so if your face is in it, even for a split second,
そういうこと。
Like that frame is there.
Yeah.
And now you're ID'd. And now, you know, they have your social media profile, your LinkedIn, your Google Plus, you know.
Yeah.
Your MySpace.
で、しかも顔が映ってなくてもできるわけだからさ。
yeah. In some cases, that's weird. Like, we human beings recognize other people generally by their face.
So,
generally.
So,
but I think maybe in the exclusion of a face, we do sort of recognize people's clothing, their body type, the way they walk.
だから今まではさ、あの The Wire とかもそうだけど、警察とか探偵のドラマとかでさ、
うん、
その遠くから証拠の写真を撮らなきゃいけないじゃん、
うん、
その時絶対に顔が映らなきゃいけないじゃん、
Right.
だからそれが顔映ってなくても証明できるっていう将来になるよね。
Yeah. Well, in all these video games, it'll be like the year 2050, and you're still zooming in with a camera and trying to take the photo exactly when they look. You know?
Yeah.
Because you know they're trading.
それがもうすでにすごい古いものとなってしまう。
Yeah. Yeah. Some. Yeah. So that's wrong.
Hmm.このだからロシアは結構これ問題になってるらしいよ。なんかその友人や家族に嫌がらせのメッセージを送るっていうのはちょっと陰湿だよね、mm. わざわざみたいな。
Yeah, well you know in Russia they have、the dash cams on almost everyone.
確かに。
Literally almost everyone with a car there、
yeah.
has a dash cam and it's just recording all the time.
Yeah.
So there's already so much footage ofPeople's vehicles and people in their vehicles, people walking on the street. Because think about all these cars, all filming, all、yeah. the time. Right?
Yeah, it really reminds me of all the sci-fi movies where humans are もっとすごい管理されてる、mm. by the government.
Yeah.
It's getting closer and closer to that.
It is.
With Big... like My Number とかもそうじゃん。
Yeah. Big Brother has arrived fully.
なんかマイナンバーのすごい気持ち悪い CM やってるよね今、
うん、
なんかマイナンバーあった方がいいねみたいなのすごい言ってくる CM、
right. There's so much
もうやめてそういうのみたいな、
yeah.
プロパガンダすぎて、
yeah.
堂々とプロパガンダすぎて
What does it mean when people、if we have some sort of、In the future, in the near future, we'll probably have some kind of augmented reality that you can have enabled all the time,、
yeah.
whether it's a chip in your head or a contact lens or whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, when you go outside and walk,、people are just getting ID'd, like just as you're walking in real time.
Yeah.
Like everyone knows who everyone else is. I don't need your Meishi.
Yeah, then what's the point of being famous?
You don't need to hit on me because we already know that this... I saw your profile and... you know.
Yeah.
But that's not that far away. I mean, you could do that right now. You could wear the Google glasses and you could have these algorithms processed in、yeah. real time and、pull up、social media profiles in real time as you walked.
Yeah.
Ask people, right? That's current technology.
Yeah.
Right?
Super creepy.
Nobody do that.
しかもやっぱりインスタグラム見てるとセルフィーの数は本当に半端ないよね。
Yeah.
セレブとかさ、どんだけセルフィー撮ってんの毎日みたいな。
Yeah.
で、あのさ、同じ服着て同じメイクでの写真を何個も載せるセレブとかいるじゃん。
うん。
そのちょっと違うアングルで。
There's a lot of selfie videos now too.
Oh yeah, like Snapchat とかもね。
Selfie videos and also selfie videos that are filmed by a drone.、
Mm.
And the drone is programmed to just follow you as you do stuff that you think looks cool.
Yeah.
And it just captures all of this stuff. You know, so whether you're doing the Running Man challenge.Or snowboarding or whatever.
Yeah.
It picks it up. Yeah. Well, they're going to have drones that just fly around IDing people too. So if there's some criminal on the loose, you know, let's say there's some bad guy and he's really bad and we got to catch this guy. And we lost track of him somewhere. You know, Osama bin Laden 2.0 is on the loose.In Tokyo, there's a billion people. We can't find them. But you just put out these drones or you enable the street cameras or something. And then, you know, even though he's wearing like a fake nose and like glasses and shaved his beard and stuff, maybe a camera would still ID him.
でもそしたらさ、闇整形手術業界が儲かりそうじゃない?
But he's got to take like...He's got to hire a movement coach to change how his body moves and stuff too, right?
I guess.
Yeah, just incorporate a small amount of salsa dancing into your strategy and just throw them off.
やだ。本当変な映画みたい。マイノリティリポートみたい。
Yeah, well, there was that scene in Minority Report where Tom Cruise, after his eyes fell out, after he had his eyes replaced, right?
Yeah.
He like walks into an H&M or something, and then this hologram like pops up and it's like, you know, hey, Jimmy, or whatever. And it said the other guy's name.
Right.
Because it identified them based solely on the eyes.
Yeah.
Our current system, like Facebook's system, is better than the Minority Report system for identifying people already.
確かにね。
Right?
そうだよね。顔全体でできるんだったら、
yeah.
目とかじゃなくていいよね。
Yeah.
こっちの方が簡単だね。
Yeah,
目をさ、誰かにこう取られることもないしね。
うん。次。Mass protests and online petitions are calling for the removal of Nicolas Maduro as residents of Venezuela struggle with ongoing daily rolling blackouts and food shortages. According to analysts, the Venezuelan economy itself is on the brink of a collapse. In addition to the rolling blackouts, the Venezuelan government, which employs some 30% of the people, has cut its work week to just Monday and Tuesday and moved clocks 30 minutes earlier to save electricity. The International Monetary Fund has predicted that inflation could go as high as 720% this year, up from its currently estimated level of 200%. Earlier this year, Maduro appointed a new socialist economic czar for Venezuela, Luis Salas, who is quoted as saying, inflation does not exist.
ベネズエラで連日続いている計画停電や食料不足を受け、ニコラス・マドゥロ大統領の辞任を求める大規模なデモが起きています。ベネズエラの経済は破綻寸前で、政府雇用の人々の業務を月曜と火曜のみにし、電気を節約するために時計を30分繰り上げています。IMF は今年中にもインフレが予想の 200% を超えて 720% に達すると予測しています。今年初めにマドゥロ大統領が新しく任命した経済担当大臣ルイス・サラス氏はインフレは存在しないと述べています。
Yep.
なんかこの間プエルトリコもすごいことになってるんでしょ今。
Hmm. Yeah.
もう破綻寸前それこそ。
Hmm. I don't know if it's this bad. I don't know.
This is worse.
Well, it's hard to tell.The thing about Venezuela is that they have huge oil reserves.
Mm.
They have a ton of resources.
Okay.
They even have a lot of hydroelectric power.
Mm.
And there's not really any good reason for them to be in this situation, other than the fact that the government has just, really screwed up with all of their economic policies.
Like, what went wrong?
Well, it's debated, but first, Hugo Chavez got into power as a result of the Bolivarian Socialist Revolution in 1999. And then, at the time, the country was fairly rich because of all their oil production.
Right.
And so he used that money...for various things and social programs that were unsustainable.
Oh.
And Chavez was succeeded by this new guy, Maduro, who's continued with these policies and really spent a bunch of money on them. And where is the money coming from? Well, they've just been printing more money. Well, if you print money, that causes inflation...Right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to devalue the currency. But the economic czar doesn't believe in inflation. So they just kept printing more money. And in order to counter inflation, which is going to affect prices of everything, of course, they tried to simply regulate the prices that things could be sold at. It just doesn't work. It's just not economics.So basically, the whole country was totally mismanaged and it's falling apart. And people are really upset about it.
すごい illusion じゃない?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy. Totally manufactured by people. Just,
ね、
just bad management and corruption. And,
すごいね。
And generally, any... If you try to control prices, you're just going to create a dead weight loss in the market. And it really hurts the efficiency of the country.
Yeah.
So.
すごいね。なんか見ないことにすればどうにかなるっていう問題ではないよね。
Yeah.
あの、そう、なんかプエトリコはアメリカが助けてくれないみたいな話でしょ、それをなんかこの間ジョン・オリバーのショーで説明してくれてた。Because I had no idea what was going on there.
What did he say?
Well, it's basically like, そのアメリカの領土じゃん。Mm-hmm. でもアメリカの州ではないから、mm-hmm. なんか法律にちょっとズレがあって、
right.
でなんかすっごい stupid reasons で、いろんな stupid reasons のせいで、そのプエトリコだけがループホーンになっちゃってる、法律がいっぱいあるみたいな。だから、yeah, you should watch it. I can't explain it well, but it was really easy to understand.
Okay, but those territories are heavily subsidized in the first place, right?
Yeah.
So they're really subject to, you know, what the policies are going to be at a federal level.
そう、なんか、yeah. で、結局だから本当にみんな仕事もないし、とかいろんな状況があるんだけど、だからアメリカ政府がその法律を変えてくれないとどうにもならないみたいな。
You know, this situation, it's kind of weird. It's actually influencing, I think, the political situation in the United States, because Bernie Sanders is a self-declared socialist to some extent, and he has certain economic policies that are more socialist than the policies that we currently have.
Right.
And so events like this kind of shape the way that we think about policy. They become like experiments in real time, I guess.
Right, right.
But it's important to keep in mind that any economy is vulnerable, whether it's the US economy or
right.
or Russia, as we've seen, or Japan, of
yeah.
course. There's a bunch of weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of weird stuff, you know, being done by banks.
今、あの、スイスでさ、あの、ベーシックインカムの vote, issue voting やってるよね。で、それで可決っていうか、賛成の人が多かったら、もう結構すぐ始めるみたいな。
Huh.
月いくらだ25万円とかだと
How high are the taxes there?
あ、タックスは結構高いよ多分、
yeah.
物めっちゃ高いし、でもそう多分試験的にやってみるとこがだからもうこれで初めてじゃないもんね、な3カ国目とか
Yeah
Yeah Or もっといるかもしれない Maybe it's just I don't know
Well there's been talk about raising minimum wageIn the United States, economists say that it would significantly reduce the number of jobs. You know, so
right.
it's like, well, what are we really accomplishing here?
Yeah.
But then the people that have jobs are going to get paid more. You know, so it's is that it seems like that actually makes equity worse,
right?
Rather than better, even though it's trying to make it better. That's the intention, right?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, just...
逆効果になっちゃうってこと?
Yeah, with a lot of regulation. Like, certain policies put in place by the Clinton administration, I forget what it's called, but there was some Affordable Housing Act that he signed.
Okay.
That would actually penalize banks for not giving out loans, not giving out subprime loans or loans to
right.
High-risk people because they
right.
wanted more low-income people to be able to afford homes because, you know, we have the American dream and you have to be able to own a home and everyone should have a home. And so we're going to make the banks loan more money. Obviously, this creates a bubble and then the whole thing, you know. So it's, it always seems really obvious in retrospect.
Right, right, right.
And there's never bad intentions from the outset.
まあ、メリットがあると思うからやるんだもんね。
Yeah.
ただそのデメリットを見ようとしてたみたいな。
Yeah. And also, compounding this whole thing is, Venezuela is suffering from a drought right now.
Right.
And because they get a lot of their electricity from hydroelectric, and they didn't plan properly to have a backup just in case there was a drought.
Yeah.
So that's why they're having to do the rolling blackouts and stuff.
Oh, そっか。
Yeah, so it's just...
それがすごいでも困ってるってね。
Yeah.
冷蔵庫とかがだからもう使えないから。
Yeah, and this could get worse than just an economic problem. It could, you know, they want the guy out of there.
Right, right,
you
right.
Know, so he could be overthrown somehow.
そうね。
It could be ousted.
まあ、このだって大臣がインフレはないって言ってる時点でもうやばすぎるでしょ。
Totally not qualified for that job. Are you kidding me? Researchers at the University of Notre Dame have found that our minds consider doors to be some kind of event boundary. The researchers had 55 participants navigate their way through virtual rooms. Each room would have one or two tables with objects on them.That the participants had to pick up and take to the next room. As soon as they picked up the object, it would become invisible. The researchers found that users tended to forget what object they were carrying as soon as they passed through a door, which the researchers are referring to as an event boundary. The researchers speculate that the new information being taken in when entering a new room clutters the brain's working memory, making it more difficult to recall the object.
ノートルダム大学の研究で人間はドアから出入りすることを脳内でイベントの区切りと認識していることが分かりました。55人の被験者にバーチャル上の部屋を移動してもらい、移動する際にテーブルの上のものを次の部屋に持っていくよう指示しました。テーブルの上のものは被験者が掴んだ瞬間に見えなくなる仕掛けにしておきました。ドアを通って次の部屋に入った後に何の物体を持っていたか聞かれると多くの被験者が忘れており答えられませんでした。新しい情報を持った状態でさらに新しい部屋に入ると脳内の記憶が混乱し何を持っていたか忘れてしまうのではとチームは分析しています。
mm-hmm.
じゃあ単語とかを暗記するときにめっちゃ新しい場所とかに行ったらなんかもう新しい情報がありすぎて単語に集中できないみたいなこと。
But they've also done experiments where people's memory is actually improved if they're given something to remember and then being scared by someone, right?
Being scared?
Actually strengthens the memory of that.
Ah, トラウマ的な感じってこと?
Well,Trauma is actually in degrees. We think of something as either being traumatic or not being traumatic, but that's not really how it works.
Right.
It's totally in degrees, right?
Yeah.
So it is like, it's the same phenomenon as trauma, but it's just on a much smaller scale.
I mean, the impact is bigger, like of that experience.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. Well, I guess that makes sense.
I think that's what happened in the experiment, but...
Okay.
But yeah, this is an interesting concept that the brain responds to this physical transition from one room to another.
Yeah.
Almost like the object is hard to carry from one room to another in your mind.
Right.
Right?
Mm. どういうものだったのか知ってる?
I don't know. I think it's just little, you know, a ball or a figurine or something.
Mm.
I don't think it really matters what the object is. But...
Yeah, なんかそれがショッキングなものだったら忘れなそうじゃん。だから結構マンディーンななんともないものだったのか。
Yeah, well, they were actually asking them, they had them do it multiple times, so they would ask them if the object was the most recent object or the object before that.
Right, right.
And so you would actually, you wouldn't, you just have to remember which object it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そっか。そんな簡単に忘れちゃうもんなんだね、でも。
I like this idea of your mind state has a lot to do, or your environment has a lot to do with your state of mind.
Right, right.
And you can actually put yourself in places that you aren't actually in. So, I watched this MMA fight with John Jones recently, and every time he fights, his coach tells him in the corner, like, okay, go to your waterfall. Go to your, feel the water.
Wow.
Feel the water like landing on your head. And he'll like take his fingers and run his fingers like down across like John Jones to make it feel like the waterfall's there.
Wow, すごい。
Yeah, and I don't know if this waterfall is a real place or not.
Right.
I suspect it might be.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting concept. Like he's in this cage being watched by all these people.
Yeah.
But he closes his eyes. He can shut all of this out.
Yeah.
And after just fighting with someone for 5 minutes, he sits down on this stool and then he enters this...
He's basically meditating, right?
This waterfall in his mind. Right?
それできたらかなり有利だよね、確かに。その合間に、合間にメディテーションできたらさ、
yeah, but
絶対に有利だよね。
Specifically about this is, there's a huge emphasis on it being a physical place. Go to the waterfall.
Yeah.
You know, go there where you're going to be there in your mind.
Right.
And you can ignore everything that tells you that you're not there.
Right.
It's kind of an interesting concept. We don't do it very often.
No.
I don't find myself like doing
that. そうだね。Yeah. でもなんか音楽聴いたりとかして、なんかその場所に戻ったみたいな感じがする時あるじゃん。匂い嗅いだりとか。
Yeah.
You know. でもそれはなんかそういうスティミュレーションがあって起きてるわけだもんね。自分の
Yeah.
自分で言い聞かせてなってるわけじゃないけど。
Do you ever smell things that definitely aren't there to be smelled? Or you can like hallucinate a smell?
What?
Or think you smell. Did I smell popcorn? Or did I smell? Oh. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
there's just no sign
yeah.
of any popcorn
right.
anywhere.
Right.
Or you can confuse one smell for another smell. Just they're like very
so.
Slightly off.
でもなんかこの間
completely different things.
この間あったのは全然違った。何だったんだっけ？なんか私が、あ、なんかすごいいい焼肉のいい匂いするみたいな。で、一緒にいた人は、え、バームクーヘンでしょみたいな。それぐらい、なんかもう全然違うやつあった。そういえば最近。
Those are pretty different.
Yeah. So it didn't make sense.
Yeah, there's,
みたいな。
There's weird things with your senses where your sensesI think all of them can be totally generated by your brain in absence of any real stimulus. I had this really weird dream a couple nights ago.
Okay.
Where I was in bed, and as I was falling asleep, I noticed that there was somebody crouching next to me.
え、怖いんだけど。
And I was like, what? No, that's impossible. And so I'm like trying to sleep, and I'm like, but I can tell that someone's here, but that's ridiculous. I don't believe that someone's here. I just need to sleep.
何その denial?
Because I was like falling asleep. It was like this weird, partially asleep thing.
Okay.
And then I thought to myself, like, oh, I'll just reach my hand out and make sure that no one's there.
Okay.
So I reached my hand out.
怖いんだけど、その確かめ方も。
And I felt someone grab my wrist like really hard.And I was just like, what the? And I got up out of bed.
Like got up as in like literally, right?
I got up because
okay.
when I reached out to make sure that nothing was there, I actually felt
okay.
something there, right? So
yeah.
I sprung out of bed and there was nothing. So, and I don't believe in ghosts. So I just... But if I believed in ghosts, then then that would be a ghost. But it's just, I think that because I had that intention of getting the tactile confirmation, somehow my half-asleep mind created a tactile,
like
physical dream thing in this weird half-sleeping state.
もう何年も前だけど、夢の中でなんか、あ、誰かがいると思って、そしたら両足をこう掴んで揺らされたのね。
From where?
わかんない。Huh. 見えないの、見えない。自分は 寝てるから。で、急に両足を誰かに掴んで揺らされたと思って起きて、でもその感触は本当に本当だったの。
You were at the chiropractor.
Yeah, I guess. で、感触がリアルだったから、本当だと思って起きて、でもあれみたいな、でも感じたんだけどみたいな、そういうことでしょ？それで同じでしょ？
We tend to remember dreams in a very visual way.
そうだね、感触っていうのはね。
There was literally nothing visual about my dream.
でもほらあれもそうじゃん、高いとこから落ちた時の夢とかさ、ヒュンってお腹が鳴って起きて、あれも感触じゃない？ 見た目とかじゃなくて。あれ何なんだろうね。
That, 変なの。The fact that you can have that feeling from a dream kind of shows that it can't be that physiological.
Yeah. あと wet dream とかもあるじゃん。
Yeah.
エロい
夢。Not in a while, but. yeah.
あれもそうでしょ？感触でしょ？だって。
Yeah, it is.
So weird, human brains.
We don't need any of this physical stuff, right?The brain can just do it all, it seems.
Yeah. だからバーチャルリアリティよりすごいよね。Yeah. ある意味。
A U.S. biotech company called BioQuark will run a trial called Reanima Project, the Reanima Project, in which they will attempt to regenerate the brains of dead people and bring them back to life.The researchers have been granted ethical permission for 20 patients on life support who have suffered a traumatic brain injury and have been declared clinically dead. Some of the methods that will be attempted include stem cell injections, peptide injections, laser nerve stimulation. According to researchers, it is possible that brain stem cells can be reset and regenerate the way that a salamander can regrow its limbs. Dr. Ira Pastor, the CEO of BioQuark, stated the following: This represents the first trial of its kind and another step towards the eventual reversal of death in our lifetime. We hope to see results within the first 2 to 3 months.
アメリカのバイオテック企業 BioQuark がReAnima と名付けられた治験で死んだ人間の脳を生き返らせる実験を行います。同社は脳の外傷により脳死と診断され、生命維持装置につながれている20名の人々の脳を使用する許可を得ました。幹細胞やペプチドの注入のほか、レーザーで神経を刺激するなど様々な方法を試す予定です。チームによると、サンショウウオが切り取られた体を再生できるのと同様に、脳の幹細胞もリセットし再生することができるとしています。バイオクワークの CEO ドクターアイラ・パスターは以下のように述べています。このような治験は史上初で、人間の死をリセットすることへのさらなるステップとなります。 2,3 ヶ月で結果を出すことを期待しています。 2,3 ヶ月とか、まだ心の準備ができてない。早くない？
Well, I don't think they'll be done. I don't think it'll happen by then, but some results.
すごすぎ。この20人はどうやって選んだんだろうね。ていうか、誰が許可を渡したくれたの？
Significant other, family, that sort of thing, right?
ああ、そういうことか。
Yeah, so they're not totally dead. Well, they're clinically dead.
Right.
Their body is being sustained on life support.
だからもう脳死を治療するってことだもんね。
Yeah, if they can do, if they can do it in the way that this guy is describing, resetting the brain's brain stem cells, and they regenerate the way that a salamander regenerates,
right,
then is that person the same person? Right.
記憶とかはどうなるの？その場合は変わんないのか？どうなるの？
I'm not sure, but if they reset, then they would be going to their genetic original program state, right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that they would retain memories. But I don't know. It depends how damaged the brain is. It depends which parts of it need to be regenerated.
Yeah.
Right? Because if just a certain part that's highly functional,
yeah,
but doesn't have a lot to do with who that person is,
意味ないよね。
Then, and if they can regenerate that functioning aspect,
yeah,
then maybe when that person wakes up, they'll be more or less the same person.
Right.
But...
でも分かんないよね。確かにあの脳一血とかさ、ストロークで倒れて性格が変わる人いるじゃん、
うん、
うちのおじいちゃんもそうだけど、なんかすごい急に丸くなるみたいな、
yeah.
うちの場合はなんかすごい怒りんぼになっちゃう人もいるじゃん、逆に、
yeah. Well, that in some sense that is who you are now, right?
Yeah, but it's just 急にOvernight で変わっちゃうっていう、
うん、
だからどうなんだろうね。でもこれできたらさ、臓器提供する人が減るじゃん。
Well,
right?
They'll still donate their organs eventually. I don't know how the math works. I guess so, in the short term at least.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, you bring people back to life and... Yeah, I'm not sure. But the idea of bringing people back to life is one that's always been talked about in cultures for thousands of years.
So,
right?
Man.
It's like Jesus.
Or zombies.
Jesus did it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus did it.
Yeah.
He even moved a huge rock, right?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. Did he get stronger then, after he did it?
I don't know.
Does this make you stronger?
But he didn't look the same, right? According to the Bible. People didn't recognize him.
Right.
Because he looked different. So he even...
But...
Shapeshifted.
Like, Judas could recognize him, right? I don't know if I have this story right.
What? He was dead, right? He killed himself.
Yeah, but he came back. Oh.
What? No.
Oh, Judas.
Yeah.
Right.
全員帰ってきすぎでしょ。
Well, I've always thought it's interesting how, because he was the denier, in a sense, or he didn't believe, he was the only one that actually got to touch the flesh of Jesus himself. It's
right.
Like by being skeptical...
Right.
He became the one that was able to actually touch Christ.
Right.
So there's like kind of a weird reverse message there too.
Yeah.
In that story.
確かに。
You know, should you believe or should you be skeptical?
Yeah.
The skeptical one touched Christ.
まあね。
Isn't that...
でも skeptical だといつも怒られるじゃん。怒られはするじゃん、Jesus に。Right?
Yeah.But,
怒られたくないんじゃない
Is that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
すごいよね、でも。これできたら。
There's a... Well, you know the story of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And Frankenstein is like the classic archetype for this sort of thing. Or the potential for this sort of thing. Where...you have good intentions and you are developing some technology.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's too powerful. And it goes beyond whatever your original intention was.
Right, right.
you know, it has a dynamic of its own. And so if they accomplish something like this, where you could die, but you could also come back later.
Yeah.
I mean, how would that mess everything up? Or is this a good thing? Is this what we should be doing? Is this like, I don't know, a pursuit that we should embrace? Like, yeah, for sure, bring people back from the dead. Or is it just, you know, let them rest in peace and we shouldn't...
It's easy to say when you're not in a situation where you need it, right? Like if your child, if your wife,
yeah,
is in this situation where, you know, doctors are saying that she's noshi or whatever,
yeah,
then you're not going to be like, oh, we shouldn't be bringing people back. That's against nature. It's like, fuck that. Do it now, right?
Or even if you could bring them back, maybe they wouldn't be the same person, really. Maybe it would be some sort of an abomination.
Because
that's what always happens in the zombie movie. You know, your wife, she's alive. You found her. She's pretty dirty. There's like some blood on her face, but she's alive. And so you go to give her, you know, a kiss, and she eats your face.
Yeah. Or usually it goes like...
But that represents how strongly we want that and our inability to properly evaluate the risk. And it suggests that we're just going to go ahead and do it. Like our emotions will overcome us, right? That's what all the movies have been saying about us.
まあ、最近のゾンビ映画はそんなことないけどね。もうみんな容赦なく家族でもぐっと感情を押し殺して、
well, もうこれは like, well-trained now.
Like, This is not my brother anymore.
And みたいな。Shoots him in the head.
Yeah, people are more trained these days.
What if there was a cure? What if we could, you know, do one of these, you know, peptide injections, and then your brother, you know, his skin would just clear right up like an infomercial.
それはやった方がいいよね、当然。
Yeah.
何の話？そう、でもそう、さっき言ってたんだけど、あの、日本のゾンビ映画の I Am a Hero を見たの。一昨日ぐらい。
Mm-hmm.
超面白いよ。なんか、アメリカのゾンビ映画と全然違う。
Is it an American one or?
No.
Who made it?
知らない。日本人の人。日本人の監督。
Mm-hmm.
で、あの、大泉洋が出てて。You probably don't know him, but.
No, I don't know anyone.
北海道のスター。
Yeah.
で、あの、なんかね、すごい、いい意味ですごい日本っぽい。日本の映画のいいとこ、日本のホラーのいいところが詰まってる。
Are there a lot of Japanese zombie movies?
I don't think so. 私は初めて見た、日本のゾンビ映画は。
Biohazard is not a Japanese zombie movie.
Movie は日本じゃないじゃん。
Yeah.
I mean, they're making it in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But the game is from Japan.
Yeah.
でもあれは西洋のゾンビじゃん。なんか、ゾンビって言われて頭に思い描く、もうウォーキングデッドに出てくるゾンビ。なんかこう、腐ってて。
Aren't they fast though? The Walking Dead ones?
No.
They don't get fast ever?
They don't.、
Huh.
They only walk. じゃん?だいたいね。で、28 Days Later とかはめっちゃ速く走るじゃん、ゾンビが。
Yeah. It's like everyone's a Hussein Bolt zombie.
そう。そうそう、めっちゃ速い。全速力で。
They're like faster than humans, right?
Yeah. でも、だからこの日本のゾンビはね、ちょっと違うの。なんか、ゲームのサイレンあるじゃん。あれのお化けみたいな感じなの。Oh, you gotta watch it, please. すごいグロいよ、でも。
Hmm.
あの、日本の映画らしいグロさ。
Is it actually scary?
I was scared, actually.
It's a serious zombie movie?
No. No, it's
playing
funny.
Around.
It's funny.
Huh. Why is zombie always
funny,
like comedy?
It's not comedy. It's not comedy. 結構怖い。怖いし、グロいけど、ちょっと笑えるところも、ところどころあるみたいな感じで。でも私ね、そのゾンビのビジュアルとかで怖いことってないの、普段。でもこれは怖い。怖い。その、変な、もう嫌なとこついてくるみたいな。だから私、目、いつも言ってるけどさ、目から血が出るとか耳から血が出るとかダメじゃん。そういうなんか、あ、そっちみたいな、いたたたたたみたいな感じ。で、ゾンビの、ね、目がすごいなんか怖いの。なんか変な方向いてんの。で、その黒目が違う方向いてるのダメなんだよね。だからその時点でめっちゃ怖いじゃん。
You don't like the eyes?
No. No, just don't play with the eyes って感じ。まあ、それはほっといて。結構怖い。で、日本のホラーってさ、無駄な BGM がないじゃん。だ結構全体的にシーンとしてて、だからこう盛り上がるシーンでより怖いみたいなさ、そういうのとかね。
It's that scary?
怖い。だからハリウッド映画みたいにバカみたいな予算をかけてないと思うんだけど、すごいうまくできてる。
Is it like Ju-on level scary or?
Well, different kind. It's more like a graphic way. Of scary and creepy in a weird way.
Is it a dark movie or a sunny movie? Or...
Well, I mean, happy ではないよね。でも、it's not dark. Not necessarily. It's, まあちょっと、you gotta watch it. ちょっとね、ちょっと目を背けたくなるぐらいグロいとこもあるけど。
Wait, have you seen Ex Machina yet?
No.
Oh my god.
I will watch it. でもちょっとこれ見て本当に楽しかった。なんか日本の映画で映画館で見たの久しぶりだったんだけど、
I'll check it out.
いやしかも出てる女の子がすごい可愛い。
Then I'll check it out.
Yeah, she's so cute. なんか you gotta watch it. And it's like it's in Japan, so people don't have guns, right?That makes it more interesting, in my opinion.
Yeah. So it's
like, it's not easy.
It's pro guns. It's a pro gun movie.
No, not really.
Well, if you have a zombie apocalypse, then you might want to have guns. Fortunately, that's
not
likely.
Oh, you totally do. You totally do. But then, you know, human, like certain humans, take so much power.Because they have guns, とか in the American zombie movie. So,
yeah.
I guess at least that can't really happen here.
Yeah.
Because no one has guns, really. I don't know.
What's effective? Guns are effective?
Yeah. You just have to shoot the brain, right?
What else is effective?
Axe.
Baseball
bat. Bow guns.
Yeah, cut out.
今ちょっと録音が勝手に止まっちゃって切れちゃった。たまにあるよね。
Sometimes, yeah.
あれ録音してないぞっていう衝撃の瞬間。なんか他に話ありましたか？
Mercury is going to transit the sun.
Okay.
On the 9th.
どういうこと？
It means that Mercury will be perfectly, or almost perfectly, in between the Earth and the Sun.
じゃあ見えるってこと？
Because, you know, Mercury is a lot closer to the Sun than we are, right?
Right.
So sometimes we can actually see it go across the face of the Sun.
Okay.
And that's going to happen on the 9th.
But, 月曜日。
It's visible everywhere except for Japan and Australia. So if you're in the US or in South America, then you can see it.
なんだよ。
Yeah.
じゃあ日本とオーストラリア以外の人への話だったね、今のは。
But there is a meteor shower starting. I don't know why I'm on all this space news, but there's a meteor shower starting tonight.
Oh, それは見えんの？日本でも。
Yeah.And、
nice.
That should be for like two or three nights, I think.
Oh, wow.
And it's from, I think it's Haley's comment.
どこを見ればいいの?
Up.
So it's obvious?
Yeah, there should be between 30 to 40 visible shooting stars
wow.
per hour. So that means one every, you know, 2 minutes.
Wow. 見たい。
Maybe less if you're in Tokyo, but
right.
But it's cool to like see them.
Yeah.
Some of them are pretty big, so.
見たい。今夜から?
Yep.
Yes. 覚えておきます。
Do you have anything?
No.
No.
No. 暑いね、今日は。
It's summer already.
ね、もう夏だよ。昨日普通にタンクトップにジーンズで歩いてたらちっちゃい子供が私のこと指さして、mm. ママあの人寒くないのかなって言われた。でも27度だったからね、昨日は。すごい暑かったからさ。
You're getting called out.
Yeah. By this small girl. Yeah. 文字起こし。文字起こしのテキスト。Android と iPhone と Mac のアプリから購入できますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部読み放題っていうスタバより安い激安プランやっていますので、ぜひお願いします。あと、ファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナー Amazon で売っていますので、よろしくお願いします。あと、マミの文字おしゃべりコラム検討者のサイトでやってるので、興味ある人は読んでみてください。あと、LINE スタンプ。マイケルが頑張って作った、かわいいやつね。ぜひそれも見てみてください。終わり?
Yep.
終わり。Bye!
Bye.